RTL Original Podcast.
Hello and welcome to Show Tunes, the podcast where we dive deep into the creation, history and legacy of the most unforgettable TV theme songs of all time. I'm Stephen Stepslow, and today we're taking a walk into the misty pines and uncanny shadows of the Pacific Northwest as we explore the hauntingly beautiful theme from Twin Peaks, a track that has remained one of television's most evocative and iconic musical moments. When Twin Peaks first aired in 1990, it was like nothing else on television. Co-created by filmmaker David Lynch, RIP, and writer Mark Frost, also of Hill Street Blues fame, by the way, the show brought surrealism, small-town secrets, and a mystery that bordered on metaphysical right into the world's living rooms. If you are of the opinion that owls and backwards-talking dream sequences are what made it unforgettable, you are half right. It was, for me, the music. Falling, composed by Angelo Badalamenti, performed by singer Julie Cruz, and adapted into the instrumental version that opens every episode, is so entrenched in what we know of Twin Peaks that the pair can be barely separated, like two family members fighting over the last Maltesers teaser, for example. Badalamenti and Lynch had worked together before on Lynch's 1986 film Blue Velvet, and their collaboration for Twin Peaks was just as hypnotic. Lynch would describe a mood during recording, saying things like, "Give me the scent of fresh coffee, the way it makes you feel safe, but there's something wrong in the air." And Badalamenti would literally play the piano as Lynch had narrated. Falling was born out of that very process, a slow synth-wrapped composition filled with distant echoes, gentle vibraphones, and those unmistakable descending notes that absolutely imbued the show's strange mix of innocence and dread. The full vocal version of Falling, with lyrics by Lynch and vocals by Cruz, became a cult hit in its own right, even winning a Grammy in 1991 for Best Pop Instrumental Performance. Cruz's ethereal voice appears elsewhere in the series too, as the roadhouse singer in the show's red-curtained, neon-lit bar, adding to the show's disconcerting, discombobulating, and dreamlike continuity between music and character. In fact, the Twin Peaks soundtrack sold incredibly well, unusual for a TV show at the time, and helped firm up the idea that music could be more than just in a scene. It had the power to transcend the screen and sell bucket loads as well. The show starred Kyle MacLachlan as the ever-quirky, ever-earnest agent Dale Cooper, a role that would make him a household name. Alongside him was an ensemble cast including Sherilyn Fenn, Ray Wise, and Lara Flynn Boyle. But no matter who was on screen, that opening theme always set the emotional barometer. Part lullaby, part funeral march. It lured you in, made you feel safe, and then slowly reminded you that something was, well, more than a little bit off. Which, in Lynch's world, was always the point. Since its debut, Twin Peaks has inspired countless shows, from Lost to Stranger Things, and its theme remains a cultural touchstone and, as such, finds its way to rubbing shoulders with other fantastic TV theme tunes here. That's it for this episode of Show Tunes. Next time, we'll be jumping to something with a bit more pep in its step, so stay tuned. Until then, keep your ears open and your remote handy. Show Tunes is written and produced by me, Stephen Stepslow, for Today Radio. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Cheers.